Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody. How you been?
Hey, wow, what a great world we live in, huh?
That week flew by.
I tell you, I love everything. COVID's gone. We have a great president.
Yep.
Yeah.
Clearly, we're intoxicated.
Nobody's buying it. It's still October 31st.
Yeah.
Andy, damn
but
it.
We had too much to fit into one episode. We got to think of people. We got to think of the listener. We've got to give it to them in small little doses that they can digest on their way to work. We're doing them a favor. That's the way I look at it.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, we're giving them this
didn't
podcast.
You just say off mic? Didn't you just say off mic that you wanted to do two really quick ones in a row, just knock them out so we can take a week off? And isn't that what you said?
When the people that you know don't like you. And your treasured friendships end. Tune into this podcast. We're your artificial friends.
Well, I tell you, adding in a third or fourth voice to fuck with me on everything being out of sync just makes it more.
And now I understand what you mean. So,
yeah.
joining us is Aaron Au, who has been a friend of the podcast since the beginning and also supporter of the afternoon show that I did and the morning show that I did at 100.3 The Sound. We've known him, Josh, for years.
Since 2016.
Years and years. And if anybody remembers the fun anecdote of me one time announcing on Facebook Live that Mark Thompson would be leaving The Sound, Aaron was the person that was receiving that information in the room.
As he pulls me aside into the room.
Sammy didn't fucking tell me there was a live feed in the room. Goddamn Sammy. Welcome to the podcast, everybody.
Aaron's still in the process of basically standing underneath Andy, waiting to keep the shit from falling on everybody else. He still plays that role.
I'm holding that umbrella.
Of walking behind the elephant in the parade with the dustbin.
What's the odds that there was an issue with the last episode being posted?
Oh,
I have to remind him again. We'll see.
Are we going to make a bet if it actually happened correctly or on time or something?
Nate Silver should have a over and under on that shit.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm up at that time doing my deliveries, so I just throw my headphones on while I'm in the car, and then all of a sudden, where's the podcast? There's not here.
It's not there.
And I know you're awake at that time. We've talked about this, but I don't want to bother you because you're in the middle of doing your other things.
Doing things, yeah. But well, thank you for the heads up because I wouldn't have fucking known. I would have been oblivious. Joining us today is Joshua J. Flieger.
Hello.
And Larry. Wait.
Cornelius.
Damn, I forgot it already. Larry C. Morgan.
Indeed.
And Aaron Au. I'm Andy Chanley. Sam Farmer on assignment, although I've been told by a little birdie we might hear from Sam during the course of this.
Don't tease us unless you can really pull that off, man.
Are we opening another beer?
One of the things that Aaron has done for us is ply us with alcohol.
Yes.
This is the second beer episode in as many weeks. Larry, why don't you describe this one, Larry?
This, once again, from a place that I find fascinating, Aaron, and I'm so glad you picked this local one, Long Beach Beer Lab. Are you familiar with this brewery in particular, or was this just a discovery on your part?
Through friends. Long Beach has got like a lot of microbreweries. They got like 8 or 9 of them, so I thought I'd be helpful and pick something up.
All right, so this is a 16-ouncer. The project name is Double Blind Triangle. It is classified as a hazy double IPA.
Hazy triple.
Mine says double.
Mine says double, but mine
says triple.
Yeah, well, it's a double blind triangle, but they call it a hazy triple.
All right, so it's classification.
Mine says hazy double.
No,
interesting. But,
really?
Yeah.
It was in the same four-pack.
Well, I mean,
on the bottom,
it says hazy double IPA. Now, I'm curious, what is your ABV?
9.9.
Okay, yes, that's 9.9. What I got, too. Yeah. All right.
So what happened was they had labels for this and ran out. So that's why it's got the written label. So maybe they kind of screwed up.
That actually is with Sharpie? A Sharpie?
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. This is a triple IPA?
I thought it was just made to look like it was a Sharpie.
That's got to be the worst job in the world.
And I believe I got the last four packs, so this isn't available anymore.
9.9. Oh, nice. So
Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus. All right. I have to go find a towel.
I officially have beer on some office work.
Yeah.
I just got beer on some important papers.
Yeah.
And this really expensive converter. Okay.
So this one is made with Citra, Waumea, and Southern Cross hops.
Waumea?
Waumea. W-A-M-E-A.
Man. That is, I haven't had anything explode in my face like that in a long time.
Wow.
Do tell. Since Andy's package.
Since the previous beer.
Oh, my God.
Have you guys tasted yet?
Yeah. No. I just poured some out.
Yeah.
I swear to God.
For your homies?
It came out almost clear.
What?
This has some alcohol in it. This is going to boil the top of my brain.
It says
right
hazy.
Off.
Mine's definitely hazy.
Yeah, but yours is only double. Man. Yours is only double. We got the triple.
Oh, shush.
hear my suds?
Mine's three times better.
All right. Everybody, all right, take a taste.
Woo.
Is that too sharp for you there?
No, that's not.
No,
that's not sharp at all.
Not wow. No bite.
My lips are numb.
But it's really good.
That's a little too smooth. That's way too smooth. That's scary.
And yeah, that's 20 proof, my friend.
Oh, no.
And as someone that doesn't really like beer, this is like, wow.
Wait a minute, what?
I'm not a beer drinker.
Have you told us that before?
Yeah, well, I'm not a drinker in general.
Yeah.
But
I'm here to tell you, of the 20 proof beers that I've had in my life, this is it tastes least like alcohol, you know, like it's strong.
Oh, no, yeah.
I feel like it's dangerous.
No, that's the thing. It's
scary.
It tastes like, not. I don't mean a light beer from the standpoint of like, you know, Coors Light or something, but it does not taste, I'm already having trouble talking. It does not taste like there's a lot of man.
We only had teeny weeny beer in teeny weeny glasses.
Teeny
How many teeny weeny glasses do you have? 72.
Happy Days reference. Wow.
Happy Days.
From season one, which was shot on film, not in front of a live audience.
Wow, is that right?
Whatever happened to Richie's brother? Wasn't
he basically disappeared.
Yeah,
they disappeared him and never talked about him again after season one.
They sent him to Korea.
Yeah.
By the way, I just found out that the show One Day at a Time is still in production.
Well,
Rita Moreno reboot. Yeah.
Yeah.
That show started, I think, in 2016, I want to say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the third season, I believe, that we're shooting.
Yeah. Here's the thing about that. There was a role that I read for that they liked me for and said, are you available for these dates? They put me on a veil for it.
Was it the modern day Schneider?
No, it was the she's a veteran, and it was the guy at the Veterans Affairs. And I just read it in a real shitty, you know, snarky, it was just a real asshole, which people tell me is a real stretch for me. And
which people?
And they say, are you available to shoot this thing? And I said, what hours? Like, you know, I was doing afternoons at that point. I'm like, yeah, I can be available till, you know, from first thing in the morning till, you know, 1 p.m. every day. Like, oh, no, it's done with an audience. You need to be here 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. every single day. I'm like, what are the fucking chances of this Netflix show being picked up and, you know, this being a thing forever and making it worth my while? I'd have to stop doing radio for, a couple of months. And so I'm like, yeah, I can't afford to do that. And sure enough, the goddamn show runs for a couple seasons, gets taken off the air, and then gets brought back because of uprising with the fans.
Right.
And it's still running.
Yep.
Is that character? You watch it?
I don't know. I haven't watched an episode.
Yeah, I don't watch it.
But my friends, we have some YAF calls. Should we get to a couple of those?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay.
All right. There are several of them. I haven't listened to them. I haven't checked them. I have no idea who's calling on any of these. But let's get started. The YAF line, just so you know, is 626-657-6428. The mnemonic device is O, amuck, PM, hat. You can call it anytime you want. Anytime, day or night, 24 hours a day, it can be your little friend. And you can just talk into it, tell it your dreams and desires and hopes and fears. But we got one here. Well, and you should know that in the original message that we did, Josh, I believe you asked people what they're wearing.
Yes.
Something to that effect. All right. Anyway, should we get to the first call? Here, oh, this is a long one. This is like 3 minutes long, fellas. Oh, let's have a listen.
I just love that, guys. I'm missing you, fellas. It's Sam, and I just wanted to call you. I mean, it's so sad. I have to call the Yap line. I've been crazy busy.
You know who this is, right?
Yeah, it's Sam Farmer.
Sam Farmer.
This is one Samuel Q. Farmer.
There we go.
Here we go.
Lately, as we all have been, and this is such a weird world now with the sports landscape changing the way it has. So I'm not traveling as much, but still trying to cover games and events with over Zoom. I mean, we Zoom down to the locker room when we get players. So what really sucks about that is everybody gets the same guys, and so everybody hears the same quotes. You can't pull a guy off to the side and get a different quote from him. And I've been tapping into my phone list to call guys on the side because it's a little bit like one of those cooking shows where you each get 8 ingredients and you have to use all the ingredients and see who comes up with the better souffle. So it levels the playing field, but in kind of a weird and frustrating way. But anyway, I still have a job, so that's good. And I am going to the Masters later this, or actually in early November, which will be really cool, this unusual, unprecedented autumn Masters. And I'm going to drive to a place called Spruce Pine, North Carolina, on my way from Charlotte to Augusta. And that's where they grind up the quartz. It's all quartz mines there. And they grind up the white quartz, which fills the bunkers at Augusta. That's why the sand at Augusta is this brilliant white, unlike a lot of courses where, and you know, in typical course, the sand's kind of tan in the bunkers, but it's white at Augusta. As I was talking to Jim Nance about this for the story, and he said, it's like a bowl of powdered sugar. It's like the sugar that you see on top of a beignet at Café du Monde in New Orleans. So I thought that was a good line. Anyway, I'm excited about going to Augusta for that. And I was thinking today, funny story. I don't know if I've ever told you this. Maybe I have. But I was thinking about my brother, Tom, who was in New York several years ago on a business trip, and he was in Manhattan. And he was...
It cut him off due to time.
Yeah.
I thought you pulled a Larry on him at one point.
Wait. He called back.
Oh, good.
Let's see if we can get the rest of the story. That's pretty great.
Okay, this feels like part two. It feels like that that scene in Swingers where John Favreau keeps getting cut off when he's trying to talk to the girl by her answer machine. My brother Tom was in New York on a business trip in Manhattan, and he's walking with a friend of his, and he sees a guy that he knows. He either went to high school or college with this guy. Couldn't remember, but very familiar face. But, my brother had one of those moments, just couldn't think of the guy's name. And finally, it pops into his head, Andy. The guy's name's Andy. And so Tom yells out, Andy, Andy, Andy. And the guy finally, the guy's getting into a car, like getting into a town car. And he looks over, responds. So clearly, this has struck a chord with him. And he looks over at my brother and kind of looks sort of distressed, a little scared of my brother, and then gets in the car, and the car takes off. And his brother said, I knew that guy. I you know, it tells his business associate, you know, I don't know why he didn't respond to the guy. He goes, yeah, I know him too. It's Ed Helms. So, my brother was thinking Andy. It was Andy from The Office. I knew the guy, and in a sense he did, but he had never met him. Anyway, just thought I'd pass that funny little note along to you guys. I miss you. I love you guys, and I'm looking forward to getting together for a show after the Masters, and I'll have some good stories for you. So it's a great milestone, 200 shows. Let's keep it going for another 200.
No.
All right, talk to you later.
Oh. We have been cursed by Sam Farmer now, like the gypsy who has pointed her bony finger at us and said, you will do 200 more. No!
Did I ever tell you about the time I took Laura back to, I feel like I told you this, we go back to Indianapolis. It was one of the first times I take her back there, you know, to see my family around the holidays. And we go into a Walgreens. And it's wintertime, and there's a homeless person out front, I assume homeless, and they're, you know, they're asking for money. And so, you know, I'll see if I get some change on the way out. So I go in there, and on the way out, I, you know, give the guy $10, and he shouts after me, may your family never die. Well, that seems like a tall order, number one. That's number two.
That phrase just made by this year's Christmas cards.
Maybe a
love
curse,
the Fliggers. May your family never die. Love Josh and Cindy.
Wow. Well, you got that going for you.
Need a drink.
Yeah. Alex, there was a period in when Alex was in high school where he got to play the Scarecrow in The Wizard of Oz, you know, typical high school production. He was a sophomore, so it was unusual. So we and he had really had aspirations to act at that time. You know, he's young and he doesn't know what he wants to do, but he was really good. And for some reason, we started noticing ever since then that every time you turn around, somebody's making a reference to The Wizard of Oz. If you think about it and you pay attention to it, the number of references to it's probably the most referenced movie of all time, because you can say everything from there's no place like home or we're not in Kansas anymore.
We're not in Kansas anymore.
You know,
if I only had a brain.
Look behind the curtain. I mean, people quote it constantly in regular conversation. So we got to this thing where we were pointing it out all the time, and we took it as like an omen for, you know, his future or whatever. And Alex was like at the B of A one day, and he was getting some money out of the ATM, and there was a homeless guy across the street who was kind of, you know, asking people for money. And Alex had parked over there, and he walked over there because the guy was hoping to buy a hot dog. There was a little hot dog stand that always was out there on Ventura Boulevard right in front of that B of A. So Alex had just taken money out of the ATM, and he had a little extra, and he gave him some. And as Alex was walking back across the street, the guy was going, bless you, and he starts singing somewhere over the rainbow. And Alex is just like, palm to heads, like it never stops. But we always took it like he was very generous, gave him a nice chunk of money, and this homeless guy basically blessed him with a Wizard of Oz reference, and apparently had a beautiful like baritone, like was gorgeous singing. That's who he's walking across the street. So we still don't know, you know, what any of that means. It's like the numbers in Lost. It's like never explained, but it keeps coming up. Mm.
Let's see, fellas. Looks like we've got one here from, well, I'll let him introduce himself.
This is George from Long Beach. Hey, congratulations on 200 shows. Wow, 200 hours. That's more than a week of you guys talking. But hey, I wouldn't change a thing. This is George from Long Beach. Till next time. Talk to you later.
A gift.
Wow. That is a gift. That's our anniversary gift. The gift of
I thought that was going to be another
brevity.
That was amazing. That was amazing on so many levels.
Oh, George.
He got it wrong, though, George. This is the 201st show.
No. Yeah. This is 200 and a half.
Or 200 and a half.
Yeah,
this
come
is,
on.
This is the Godfather 3 of that.
We just skipped over 2. And
yeah. We went from the right Phantom Menace to Godfather 3.
Hey, if I didn't play it during your Wizard of Oz story there, let's play this Low Energy Mike theme now.
Low Energy Mike.
There we go. Yeah.
Give it all enough right, time to play because Andy's too lazy to actually do any sort of edit. So
it's already been played 3 times.
I know. It's a lot of extra. It's like 4 extra clicks of the mouse. He doesn't have time for that.
It's 4 different audio tracks that I've got to keep aligned and move. It's a pain in the cock.
I'm just saying. We're trying to give you some space here. Go ahead.
You know what?
You
hazy triple IPA kind of makes you an asshole.
That's because it's only double.
I think I'm more hilarious than ever, frankly.
All right. There we go, everybody.
Hey, yappers. This is Low Energy Mike from Northeastern Oregon. This week has been a rock stacking week. About 200 tons so far.
Wow.
I've been receiving a really nice selection of boulders. A few that were too big to pick up with my thumb. So I had to cradle them with my blade and bucket to lock them into place. Sometimes positioning those really big ones can be challenging. Thursday night at gym at LJ Brewski's was a rousing success. With 5 musicians. And one of the customers bought us a round of beer. So you see, there are appreciative people in this world. Or they just wanted to shut us up for a while. One will never know. Friday was more rock stacking. Saturday, I have to dig out a stump for another contractor. Then back to stacking to finish the day. Sunday is supposed to be nice, and the mountain is calling. Pretty good times.
Yep.
See you later.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's the sexiest episode of Low Energy Mike ever.
I'm a child.
So much innuendo.
I'm such a child.
I know. We all are.
Let's do this first.
All right.
That was Low Energy Mike. That was Low Energy.
Hold on. Give it one more time.
I liked how he lifted 200 tons of rocks for the 200th episode.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, this there is we 201, go. Andy.
It's 200 point.
202.2.
Yes. I love the fact that he referred to his job as cradling something at one point. It sounded so like delicate.
Big boulders.
And
he couldn't lift up a boulder with his thumb.
What?
He said, I couldn't do it with my thumb. The thumb is that part, you know, the attachment where it's a hook and then it's got a thingy.
You know that people can't see what you're doing, right?
I need to paint a picture for people that are listening. Andy is holding his hand out, wiggling his thumb, saying, like a thumb. Like a thumb. Yeah, I know what a thumb does.
We know what it looks two. Like.
Like a dangling participle.
Oh, this thing's falling apart fast.
tell me more how thumb works, Andy.
No. Don't tell us. Just show us. Just show us on camera.
Because
bend
makes...
over.
it's getting ugly.
But like, yeah, see what alcohol does?
You want to see some boulders? I'll bend over.
Oh, no.
Wow. No.
Oh, no. Wow. This is devolving quickly.
Hey, I will make a pledge to you, Andy. This is how much I care about you. Starting next episode mm-hmm. officially episode 201, if we decide to come back and do this again, or if, mm-hmm. for that matter, the podcast division of the FCC allows us to actually get back on, I will create those sound files in my... Roadcaster here, my little broadcast
and then
board.
You can just do it?
And we can do it live in the moment so you don't have to drop it in.
That would be great.
That's what I play. See, we're gonna really gonna advance our like we're gonna really move forward technology wise starting 201.
We're finally figuring it out, which is really great. Yeah. I love that.
So we'll be perfect starting next episode.
Larry, I'm gonna have another drink of this this Pango Bye Bye juice.
Moonshine.
I am sipping it very slowly because I am feeling it big time.
Yeah. This is malt liquor. Basically,
I have
yeah.
to go after this and do again. It's Halloween because this is part B. Dot A.
You're really struggling to pull that together, Josh.
And I have to be the candy ghost, so I have to go put a sheet. I'm going to be half drunk, stumbling around with a sheet on my head.
It might help. It might help. I mean, at least you're hiding under a sheet.
Yeah.
And if you're stumbling around, ghosts are not necessarily the most nimble entities in the world.
That's true. That's true. Maybe it'll help go ahead.
Let me ask what you're doing, Josh, because, Halloween this year with COVID being what it is, and you can't do the normal. It's been discouraged by the city doing the normal trick-or-treating around the neighborhoods. And so, and we also, Grammy was supposed to come up this weekend, and she got a migraine, and the kids are bummed about that. So last night, Laura, who's clearly a better parent.
Yeah, better person,
there's
I would
always
say.
One.
All right. Yeah, well, I'll go ahead and go with that. I'll sign on to that. She's mm-hmm. a better person. Mm-hmm. And she says, what we should do is we should go out kind of, Easter Bunny-like, and we should do a little candy hunt in the backyard. And I said, okay. And so we go out last night and we hide, 30 pieces of candy around the yard. And so this morning they get to go out and find that and it gets them cheered up. And
Halloweester.
Yeah. And, I made a orange cat waffle for Viv.
Oh, nice.
That was just sublime. And so different things going on. And we've got, we're going over to our neighbors who are just diagonal, and they're very careful about isolating. And we're all going to have masks and be outside. But the kids get to, see each other, and we'll have some Easter fun or Halloweester fun.
Jesus.
By the time you remember to post this one, it might be. So
take another pull from that beer.
And then they're going to come back over here and we're going to watch a movie outside, spread nice. Out, around the table and the big screen that I've got set out here, an outdoor projector. So all of that coming together. I was wondering what you have done to try to make this enjoyable for Owen. And it sounds like wearing a sheet is the progress you made so far.
We're going to make caramel apples. We're going to do that thing. And then I just came up with something at the last minute that I was like, well, he's not going to get to go around and get candy, but we are doing the one thing, the drive-through haunted house type thing.
Oh, nice. Right.
So we're going to do that. But I was like, I wasn't sure how much candy he was going to get. And this is the start too of candy being in the house until somewhere around April or no, May. Because with Christmas, Valentine's Day, Easter, all that, there's just constantly candy all the time.
Wow.
But
sure.
So I just came up with the candy ghost, which is I'm gonna turn all the lights off and I'm gonna play spooky music through the sound bar on the TV and then close all the windows so it's kind of dark and then hide some bowls of candy around. But the candy ghost is friendly, so he's like, and he takes a flashlight and he like kind of points at where the candy might be, so he's got to go find it. So we're gonna do that, and then we're gonna order pizza. Then the pizza ghost is gonna come.
The pizza ghost.
Nice. That's fantastic.
Yeah, I love that.
We'll have something going on.
We should remind people that because they're probably listening to this episode well into November.
December.
The Christmas decorations are up and, the turkey is in the oven, but we're recording this actually on Halloween Day.
On on Halloween.
As far as I can remember from the amount of 9.9% ABV that is in my body.
Speaking of which, I got to fill my cup while you, can you still read, Larry?
Yes, actually.
If you can,
surprisingly.
Do you have any emails that have come into the Yaff email box? What the Yaff bag?
Nope.
What is it?
Keep trying.
Yaff sack.
There we go.
The sack your of Yaff.
Email address, yourartificialfriends@gmail.com. And here's one from Ed. It is still in this Halloween theme. The subject line is spooky music. Ed says, "Hi guys, listener Ed here. I know this was last week's show. By the time you hear this, it will have been 3 weeks ago. But check out DOA by Blood Rock. It is really creepy." So, all right. Yeah. That's Blood Rock. Everybody look that up. Here's one.
DOA, Blood Rock. Do I know that? You know, isn't that the story? I'm not making this up. I could have it wrong too. But the story, the whole album is like this rock opera, this dark gothic rock opera. And the kid, like, you know, his parents are awful and whatever. And he commits suicide in the bathtub or some shit.
Oh, jeez.
I could have it wrong, but I that rings a bell to me. Blood Rock by DOA
by Blood Rock, he said.
Yeah.
So it's something you put on to put you to sleep at night.
Yes. You know? Yeah. That's something you do when you have a dinner party.
Wow. How do you even know
that in the background?
I
how's the quail? Enjoy DOA.
Here we go. Can you guys hear this?
Yeah.
Oh, this isn't what I think it is. That was a metal band that I was thinking.
All right,
of.
So after that whole long ramble there,
yeah,
this
I was
is
wrong.
Not even remotely what you're talking about.
No.
All right. That is pretty spooky scary though.
It does sound spooky.
All right.
Candy Ghost might that right after.
It was like their most popular single.
All right.
I'll have to figure out what band I was talking about and
gotta dig into the Blood Rock repertoire. All right, this is from Beth. "Hey guys, I love the podcast. Last week you mentioned a group Andy saw at a drive-in concert. What was the name of the band and how do you spell it? I'd like to check them out. Thank you, Beth in Arkansas."
Hi, Beth. The band was Dawes, D-A-W-E-S. And the name, Larry, you're a fan of them. It came from like a family name of one of them, or somebody's middle name, I believe. But Dawes, D-A-W-E-S. Their new album is good. It's got some good songs on it. It's called Good Luck With Whatever.
Yeah. I would highly recommend the 2018 album Passwords. I love that record. It's one of my favorites of the last couple of years.
The song, though, the gateway drug to them for me was the song Time Spent in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Really, really good. Yeah. It's just a great song. And just pull up on like Apple Music or whatever, ask for Dawes Greatest Hits, and it'll give you a bunch of really good tunes.
Yep. Excellent. Really good stuff. Good old David Headwall. Hello, David.
Hey.
With t-shirt or mug idea. Hey, Yaffers, how about a t-shirt or mug with the following? A side shot drawing of a guy sitting on the toilet looking at his smartphone with the words, "Sit and pee with Sam, Josh, Larry, and Andy." Just a random idea I had.
I
love you guys.
Take
care.
Ornaments. I think I want that on a Christmas ornament.
Is that a challenge for me?
Clearly an idea he had while on the toilet, I guess.
Sit and pee?
I don't know.
It's genius.
I can mock something up for that.
It's unassailable. I don't know.
Have we talked about sitting and peeing?
No.
I don't know why this is a thing, sir.
Well, we
didn't mean to.
We did have a pretty big poop episode last. Sure. We were talking about bungholes for several weeks in a row, I seem to remember. Here's one from Bubba. Bubba from Whittier thought of an idea for the show. Try to guess who was quoted for old episode titles.
Oh.
I'll name three episodes, and you guys try to remember who said the name of the episode. All right. That's good. Here's the first one. Nobody poops in beer. Don't remember that. Anybody?
That's got to be
Josh. That's Josh.
Okay. All right. Number two, Tube of Goo.
That's Andy.
Was it Tube of Goo or Tub of Goo?
Tube, it says. Tube of Goo.
I thought it was Tub of Goo. Tub of Goo. tub of goo. I think that would have been me.
Yeah, that sounds
Did
like you.
I say tube of goo?
It says tube of goo. That might have been a typo. And
goo,
then number three,
goo sounds like me.
And yeah, then number three, sad trombone guy. And I think that was me.
That was, it might have been you. Yeah.
I think I coined it, but we all embraced it.
Yes,
But Bubba says, I'll give the answers next week if you guys are cool with this later. Yeah, so like feel that. Free that's to write us back.
For people that don't know, that's that sad trombone guy.
Yeah, I could give you an example of that real quick if you want.
Sure.
Just so we can, here we go. There it is.
That was another great impression by you, Andy. You nailed that spot on.
Oh, thanks.
That goes up there with your Jimmy Stewart one.
I live it. I live it every day.
You hear it nonstop. And it just becomes...
People hear that when I walk in the room.
I also got one from Ryan here that says, I looked up blue waffle disease. Turns out it is completely made up, so we don't have to go look it up.
I've been tempted to do it, but I'm like, what happens if this is something that I will see over and over again in my brain and just start gagging?
Now, it'll be like The Ring. After 7 days, you'll actually get it.
And here's some catch up on Serial Thunderdome from several episodes ago. I was thinking about this, and while you mentioned Frankenberry, there was no mention of Booberry. Since he is a ghost, you can't kill him.
Yeah.
He would outlast everyone since he's already dead, which is true, I guess, but that would just be pure avoidance. He wouldn't have any weapons necessarily to hurt anybody in the Thunderdome, but he could outlast you. I mean, if if he just haunts you forever, then you just end up dying and he's still around.
Yeah.
But then it's even because he's dead too.
Is there any super religious cereal? You know what I mean? Is there any like the
Christy Crisp?
like Possession Pops or something?
Fruit Loop Priest or something, and he maybe can exercise the Booberry.
Well, wow. I brought it up with the Cookie Crisp when I added it to the Facebook page that the original Cookie Crisp guy was a wizard, so...
There you go.
Cookie Jarvis. Yeah, Cookie Jarvis. Wizard I could, give him edge.
Yeah, he could...
Isn't there the Cookie Jarvis Taxpayers Association? No.
I guess...
I got wires crossed. November. I've heard a lot of political advertising.
You know, answering your question, Josh, maybe not cereal, but if there was a mascot for Ezekiel bread, maybe you could make toast with it. I don't know.
All right, say.
Oh, you can make French toast with Ezekiel bread. And then you've got
it turns out there is Ezekiel 4-9 cereal, golden flax.
There you go.
What is Ezekiel 4-9? Anybody know? What's the quote? What's the Bible?
You're actually asking me a question about the Bible. Is that what you're doing?
Asking any of us about the Bible. It has something to do with...
Isn't that the Pulp Fiction?
It has something to do with a recipe of the actual bread, which is like unsprouted or... I don't know. Take wheat and barley, beans and lentils, millet and spelt. Put them in a storage jar and use them to make bread for yourself. You are to eat it during the 390 days you lie on your side. Weigh out 20 shekels of food to eat each day and eat it at set times. Also measure out a sixth of hin of water and drink it at set times. Eat the food as you would a loaf of barley bread. Bake it in the sight of the people using human excrement for fuel.
And that's also how they get tapeworms out of people back then.
And that's where the term shipfire came from.
The Lord said, in this way, the people of Israel will eat defiled food among the nations where I will drive them. Man.
So Ezekiel bread and cabbage gets your tapeworm out.
So shit bread?
So he's saying cook your bread by burning it with shit.
Human shit, right?
And other people are going to eat tainted food?
So the only verse out of this, 4-9, specifically just says, take wheat and barley, beans and lentils, millet and spelt, put them in a storage jar and use them to make bread for yourself. You are to eat it during the 390 days you lie on your side. That is 4-9.
Who's lying on their side for 390 days?
Can we just talk about fucking Booberry again?
Sounds like that Saturday Night Live sketch of Colin Blow.
George from Long Beach, you got some research to do for us, man. We need a report back on 201.
Why were they on their side for 390? If they go on their back, they start over again? Like, what happens? 309 days in your
side.
They're
resting? I don't know. Well, maybe they had some of this beer we're having and they couldn't get up.
Talk about some wheat and some hops.
And some millet.
You think millet. There's any... it's got notes of spelt.
Millet, damn near killed it.
That's some good spelt.
Well, I hate to wrap things up because it's been great fun. But I need to probably go in and check on the kids because earlier I left them playing some Minecraft. It's the neglect-o-matic 3000.
Wow, you are a terrible parent.
Yeah.
No, Laura came and I left them just for 10 minutes so I could occupy them and come out here and get started. But she's got them in there. But I'm not sure about this Minecraft thing. Silas is 10, and we've kept him away from video games until his 10th birthday. And then, you know, he had friends that were playing Minecraft, so we got him involved in that. Got him, you know, the game so he could play it and stuff. But, like, his first tendency was to take his mallet and, you know, like, chop up pigs and shit. Yeah, I'm like, what's going on?
It's basically video game Legos. They're not really, like, killing things as much as collecting it as a resource so they can build other things. It's not.
What, are you going to build a castle out of pig
well, no, but pig pieces? It's trust me, I'm not the man that's saying Minecraft is awesome. I think it's bullshit. it totally sucks their brains out, but it's not as violent as some of the other video games.
Yeah, it's not Call of Duty.
No, exactly.
Look, there is a school of thought that says it gives them problem solving abilities. Exactly. That it also releases some aggression and tension that they might have, you know, built up in some other area, and that it might also turn their brains to mush. But you guys are regulating the amount of screen time they have generally. So
very much, yeah. And the other thing, too, to tack on to what you just said, is Lego, in particular, is like building with blocks. And you know, one of the reasons they have kids build with blocks is because, you know, years and years ago, they realized that helped teach language skills down the line. By if you can put a block on top of a block on top of a block and build a tower, then you can also take a word on top of a word on top of a word and build a sentence. And the word Lego, the name Lego, comes from the, I believe, Latin legere or whatever, to read, you know, like legend of a map. So it actually, Lego means to read. That's built into the thematic, you know, purpose for the game in the first place, or the toy in the first place.
Lego fun facts.
Huh. Yeah.
Yeah, that was great.
Hey, Andy, guess what I saw at Walgreens yesterday?
Circus peanuts?
Close. I saw a doll of Blippi. I wanted to pick it up and punt it across the store. I was like, oh, Blippi. Little prick.
Blippi. The kids got a catalog. You know, around this time they start getting catalogs and they start looking at it. And I taught them to play the game of, like I used to play with my brothers and sisters, if you can pick something off each page. You know, if off this page, I take that. Yeah. You know, that kind of thing. And it's supposed to be this smart kid, magazine, smart kid catalog. I'll be goddamn if there isn't some Blippi toy on there. That guy is the
worst.
He's the antimatter of knowledge. He is a scourge
ring the
of
bell.
Our children.
I demand that you ring the bell on that. The antimatter of knowledge.
He makes people stupid. He makes children stupid. Hey, honest to God, watch it for 5 minutes and you'll be dumber. He'll hold up.
You'll be dumber and you will be angry.
He thinks he's fucking Fred Rogers for 2020. Oh, no. This guy is a dipshit, and he's making a ton of money off it. I know he is. Because he's like these people that open up presents on YouTube, they make millions. Yep. Millions. Because they put ads on there, and people watch the ads, they sell the ads.
That little kid, that Ryan kid, that kid's like worth like 20-some million dollars, and he's like seven years old. Yeah. Yeah, all he does is play with toys. He's like, and his mom's like, Ryan! It's just the worst.
And there's this family called the kids that are Maddie and something. They get people to give them all sorts of toys.
Yeah,
and stuff.
And they just unbox it. And they play with it.
Unbox it.
And they play with it for like 3 minutes.
And that's how they make a living, and they make a good living doing
it. Yeah, that Ryan kid's got his own like toy line at Target, and there was a time where Owen, that's all he wanted to do is watch that stupid little kid.
Man, I feel like we're going out on a really negative note here. It's like there's a lot of anger wrapping up this episode.
I don't mean to call a little kid stupid. Sorry, Ryan, you're not stupid.
Who's the person that said? Who's the person that said in the future everybody would be famous for 15 minutes?
Andy Warhol.
That was Warhol. It's so true because, like, now, Larry, when I look up, for whatever reason, famous birthdays on some date in history, I'll go to the internet and I'll look it up, and there'll be a list of, bigger than it used to be, that, 100 people that have a birthday on this day, and, like, 3/4 of them are YouTube star, yeah. TikTok star. Right. I'm like...
That you've never heard of.
Oh, those influencers.
Never heard of.
And they're, they're ranked the most... famous of the people, and then you go down, it's like, oh, Dennis Quaid doesn't rate as high as freaking 9 TikTok or YouTube stars.
Yeah, it was also Tom Hanks and Madonna's birthday. Right. As a footnote. Well,
you kind of really drill down to find somebody you actually know.
Well, you remember like in mid-80s, the news and the media was coming out, was like, are video games going to take over your children's lives? And it's like, if... my kid can make $20 million playing Minecraft on YouTube, then hell yeah, he can take care of his life.
Esports is a big thing now. It's,
it's a thing. It's crazy. Look,
the amount of time I think about that I wasted watching cartoons and mindless drivel, and if my kid is spending time actually doing something with his brain, problem solving, figuring something out. And that's their version of me just like looking at really crappy TV for most of my morning.
That's the way I look at it. Is what would I rather have him be doing? Sitting there watching a Pixar movie or actually engaging in problem solving and trying to figure things out on his own. So I don't feel that bad about him playing video games. Now, I don't want to get out of control where he's just sitting there for 12 straight hours playing video games, but I don't have a problem with him playing video games. As long as they're also for the age appropriate too.
Yeah. You bring up a good point, Larry. It's, I guess I would, instead of watching what I did, watch, Bugs Bunny and the Roadrunner just bash their brains, limestone.
Shoot each other in the face, the shotgun.
Or the blunderbuss.
Well, the amount of crap I zoned out to that, if you look at it now, is just like, I mean, Bugs Bunny is freaking art compared to, the hair care bunch
Hair bears.
Wait,
you talking about hair bears?
The hair care bunch.
it was a salon show in the 70s. It was
The hair bear bunch. I remember that.
Hair bear bunch.
It's like
hair care bunch. I think that was.
That's the sign.
I'm gonna come in and shampoo you now. Let's go through this conditioner.
It was my favorite Saturday morning show, the hair care bunch. It was like, look. Ma, they're going to put him under the big hair dryer now. It's almost
he's
over.
He's got a pompadour.
He wants hair a perm.
That's the note to go out on.
I need a big old nappy. You guys go do your crap with your kids. I am going to take a big damn nap.
I need a disco nap too before the...
It's definitely time to end because a bug just landed in my beer. So I think we're done. That's a sure sign.
My name is Andy Chanley. You can get a hold of me on the social medias. It's Andy Chanley, all one word, on Instagram. It's Andy_Chanley on Twitter and DJ Andy Chanley on the Facebook. What about you, Lars?
Oh, I'm on the Instagram at the Larry Morgan. Also search Larry Morgan on Facebook. And a reminder, the Yafsack email address is yourartificialfriends@gmail.com. Send us your questions, send us your comments, and thank you for subscribing and commenting, and give us a rating on any of the podcatchers that you listen to this sucker on. We appreciate it and recommend to friends who might want to give them something to do while they're peeing on the toilet.
Sitting and peeing.
Have you got any Josh? No,
I'm sorry. Sitting on the toilet peeing, not actually literally peeing on the toilet. Just make that clear. Which is probably what I'm going to be doing later as I'm woozy in front of the freaking bowl.
Josh?
Joshua Flay. Jesus. Josh.
Yes!
Joshua Flay. Joshua Flay Jeeger.
Hey, kids, alcohol works. The line number is, again, 626-657-6428. Aaron Au, you can reach him. You can get a hold
reach
of him.
Reach out to the Facebook page. You're our unofficial friends. I'll see you there.
Awesome. Aaron, thanks for everything.
Sure thing.
Thanks for episodes 200 and 200 point something, everybody.
So thanks for everybody who's listened somewhere remotely close to this far into this thing. Who would have ever thought that people would have cared as much as they do? But the fact that you reach out on the emails and the calls and the Facebook page and that we continue to grow is clearly shocking to me, but also it gives us hope that what we're doing is not completely inane and that we have become, in some fashion, truly your artificial friends.
Or they just need some inane.
So we
need some inane.
We can get back to mailed it in next time, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, good.
Totes.
Did we get back to?
People
that you don't know about you, and your treasures, friendships, and tune into this podcast. We're your artificial friends.
Sweet.
Fellas.
It's going to be a Christmas miracle if Andy actually gets one of these up. And it actually sounds like something.
That's what she said.
Bye-bye,
love you,
folks.
Boys.
Bye. Take care, guys.